Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, Word Nerds. How you doing? What's going on? I don't really think there's much news with me. A couple nights ago, my wife and I and our friend went to see the new Rob Zombie movie, Three from Hell. I know that might not be all of your taste, what you're into, but we like those movies, and we had a good time. So here we go with the first word for the episode. It is appetizer, A-P-P-E-T-I-Z-E-R. One of my favorite foods. This is a noun from 1820. 1. A food or drink that stimulates the appetite and is usually served before a meal. So I had no idea that the appetizer was designed to stimulate the appetite. Usually when I'm eating an appetizer, I'm already hungry. How would that work? How does food stimulate your appetite? I guess I understand that maybe some drinks can do that, but in my experience, usually an appetizer is food. I'm guessing calling a drink an appetizer is kind of an old thing to do. If you're eating something, isn't that going to start to satiate your appetite instead of stimulate your appetite? I don't know. But let's read number 2. Something that stimulates a desire for more, as in a literary appetizer. I guess in my mind, I wouldn't use the word stimulate, but that's the word that they've decided to use, and the dictionary, of course, is always right. We're just going to go with that. Next, we have appetizing. This is an adjective from 1653, appealing to the appetite, especially in appearance or aroma. Also, appealing to one's taste, as in an appetizing display of merchandise. Synonym is the word palatable. Appetizingly is an adverb. Next, we have an abbreviation, APPL. It's an abbreviation for the word applied. Next, we have the word applaud. This is a verb from the 15th century. First, we have the intransitive definition, to express approval, especially by clapping the hands. Here we have the transitive definitions. 1. To express approval of, synonym is praise, as in, applaud her efforts to lose weight. 2. To show approval of, especially by clapping the hands. And for those who don't know, in the deaf community, because they can't hear or are very hard of hearing, instead of clapping, which makes a lot of noise, what they'll do instead is they'll raise up both of their hands near their head and they'll just kind of wave them back and forth. It provides a similar, sort of stimulation. Instead of with the ears, it's with the eyes. We have applaudable is an adjective, applaudably is an adverb, and applauder is a noun. The etymology for applaud is from the Latin applaudere. Ooh, very similar. And that is from plaudere, which means to applaud. Now we have applause. This is a noun from the 15th century. 1. Marked commendation. Synonym is acclaim, as in the kind of applause every really creative writer wants. And that is from Robert Talent, T-A-L-L-A-N-T. 2. Approval publicly expressed, as by clapping the hands. Next, we have apple, A-P-P-L-E, a word that is probably in every child's alphabet book. This is a noun from before the 12th century. 1. The fleshy, usually rounded red, yellow, or green edible palm fruit of a usually cultivated tree, genus Malus, of the rose family, also an apple tree, and then compare to the synonym crab apple. I said the word palm. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced. It could be pome. It is spelled P-O-M-E. I don't know what that is, but I do know that there's a fruit called the pomegranate, so I wonder if they are related in some way. I also didn't know that apples were from the rose family. That's interesting. 2. A fruit, as a star apple, or other vegetative growth, as an oak apple, suggestive of an apple. Now we have a phrase. It is apple of one's eye, one that is highly cherished, as in, his daughter is the apple of his eye. The etymology for apple says it is from the Middle English apple, spelled A-P-P-E-L, which is from the Old English A-E-P-P-E-L, akin to the O-H-G apful, A-P-F-U-L, which means apple. By the way, I just looked up O-H-G, and it means Old High German. Don't know why it's high. Maybe it's in the north. And that is from the Old Irish Ubul, U-B-U-L-L, and it is also from the O-C-S Abluco. I tried to look up what O-C-S stands for, and I'm not entirely sure. It is probably Old something something. But my brain isn't working, so we're going to move on, which is apple butter. It's a noun from circa 1774, a thick brown spread made by cooking apples with sugar and spices and everything nice, usually in cider. Ooh. Next we have apple cart. It's one word. By the way, apple butter was two words. Apple cart is a noun from 1788, a plan, system, situation, or undertaking that may be disrupted or terminated, as in, upset the apple cart. I'm curious how the word apple cart got used for that situation. The etymology on that must be interesting. Next, we have apple cheeked. There is a hyphen. This is an adjective from 1847, having cheeks the color of red apples, as in apple cheeked youngsters. We are definitely in the apple section, because next is applejack. All one word. This is a noun from 1816, a brandy distilled from hard cider. I want this. Also, an alcoholic beverage traditionally made by freezing hard cider and siphoning off the concentrated liquor. Next, we have apple knocker. There is a hyphen. Knocker is like your door knocker, K-N-O-C-K-E-R. This is a noun from 1919, and we just have the synonym rustic. Again, I'm interested in the etymology for this one. Next, we have apple maggot. Two words. Maggot is that bug thing that you probably don't like. This is a noun from 1867. A dipteran fly, I don't know if I pronounced dipteran right, whose larva burrows in and feeds especially on apples. And we have a scientific name. It is Ragoletus pomonella. First word is R-H-A-G-O-L-E-T-I-S. Second name is P-O-M-O-N-E-L-L-A. Next we have apple pie. There's a hyphen. It's an adjective from 1781. We have the synonyms excellent and perfect, as in apple pie order. 2. Of relating to or characterized by traditionally American values as honesty or simplicity, as in, is the epitome of apple pie wholesomeness. I have to argue with American values being honesty and simplicity, because probably those are values from other cultures and countries as well. Not that we don't have those, although I do think we are kind of losing those a little bit as a culture. Anyway, we will do one more for this episode. It is Apple Polish. APPLE-POLISH. This is a verb from 1935. To attempt to ingratiate oneself. Synonym is toady, T-O-A-D-Y. By the way, that was the intransitive definition. Now we have the transitive definition. It is to curry favor with, as by flattery. Curry, by the way, is C-U-R-R-Y. Apple polisher is a noun, and the etymology says that this is from the traditional practice of school children bringing a shiny apple as a gift to their teacher. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to pick Applejack as the word of the episode because I'm not sure if I've ever tried any of this liquor, but I think I want to because I like sweet things, I like cider, and apples are good. So there you have it. That's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Goodbye.